VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. forces in Syria have a plan in place for their much-talked-about withdrawal, only it will likely not see all of them leave the fight against the Islamic State terror group anytime soon. That's the word from the U.S. Defense Department on Monday, which says the 2,000 U.S. troops in Syria, as part of the fight against the Islamic State, have an approved framework for the withdrawal, a framework that is conditions-based and will not subject the troop withdrawal to an arbitrary timeline. The Pentagon says that commanders are now engaged in executing that withdrawal. U.S.-China trade talks opened Monday in Beijing, with negotiators for the world's two biggest economies trying to resolve tariff disputes that have roiled world markets in recent weeks. U.S. and Chinese officials expressed optimism before the two-day talks. Tesla on Monday began building a factory for its electric cars in China, the first of its facilities to be located outside the United States. The company will build its Model 3 vehicles at the site. It says it hopes to eventually have a production capacity of 500,000 vehicles a year. The factory is owned by Tesla, a departure from the usual Chinese policy for foreign businesses. Officials in Thailand say a young Saudi woman who was stopped in Thailand as she tried to flee to Australia to seek asylum has left the airport in Bangkok and is under the care of the UN Refugee Agency. The Thai official said the woman will not be forcibly sent back to Saudi Arabia. The 18-year-old woman fled Kuwait during a family vacation. This is VOA News. The government of Gabon has regained control in the capital, Libreville, after an attempted coup, officials said on Monday. A government spokesman said that a lieutenant, the leader of the self-declared coup, has been captured. The lieutenant was the last of five members of the group to be arrested Monday. Two soldiers associated with the coup attempt were killed by government forces. The United Nations Refugee Agency has launched a $430 million campaign to help displaced people and refugees from the Central African Republic. Correspondent Moki Edwin-Kinzeka reports for VOA from a camp on Cameroon's eastern border.
The UNHCR says fighting in CAR has produced over 500,000 refugees and even more internally displaced. A lull in fighting in some areas allowed nearly 250,000 displaced to return home in 2018. More than half the population, nearly 3 million people, are dependent on aid. CAR has been beset with conflict since the Seleka, a coalition of Muslim rebels, forced President Francois Bozize from office in 2013. The country has since been plagued by communal violence, mainly between Christian and Muslim militants. Though the country held elections in February 2016, the government has been unable to stem the conflict.
A top French cleric is on trial on charges of failing to act against sexual abuse allegations targeting a priest in his diocese. The Archbishop of Lyon, a cardinal, and five others are in court in the latest pedophilia scandal rocking the Roman Catholic Church. Correspondent Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from Paris.
The sexual abuse allegations date back to the 1980s and 1990s. They involve Father Bernard Prenat, a priest in France's Lyon diocese, who has admitted to wrongdoing and is due to go on trial later this year. But one of the country's most prominent clerics, Lyon's archbishop, Cardinal Philippe Barbarin, is accused of covering up the abuse. If found guilty, he faces up to 3 years in jail and a $54,000 fine. Cardinal Barbarin denies the charges. He says he took action as soon as he found out about the sexual abuse allegations many years later. Barbarin reportedly sought advice about how to handle the allegations from a Vatican official who will not be present at the trial on grounds of diplomatic immunity.
The president of the World Bank, Jim Yong Kim, will resign effective February 1st, more than 3 years ahead of his term's expiration. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.